Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. The racing on Sunday comes from the Curra and also from Tipperary, but it's the Curra that will be the subject of our podcast today. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the line, as ever, by Irish racing expert Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, yes. Enjoyed the Irish Oaks yesterday from the Curra, and hopefully we'll have a good day today. A couple of group races in there, so yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, there's very, very competitive stuff. We're not two nice little handicaps, but yeah, the main port of call will be the two pattern races, the 3:15 and 3:45. So hopefully we can have a decent day.
Yeah, absolutely. I just mentioned there the Irish Oaks, obviously a 1-2 for Aidan O'Brien yesterday, 10-1 shot bracelet leading Tapestry home. He's got a couple of runners again today, and it was a bit disappointing really from Tarfashi yesterday, the favourite. What did you make of the Irish Oaks yesterday?
I thought it was a really good race. They went a strong gallop. Kevin Manning obviously took no prisoners on volume, who tried to make most of the running, of course, in the English version. And the same tactics were employed. There seemed to be no excuses. And obviously, on the day, the best horse won. You know, she proved that she won in the Ribblesdale. She stayed really well. And likes at a fast pace. I thought Tapestry was probably the unlucky horse in the race because she got very warm beforehand, of course, with that controversial 21-minute delay, which held back one or two fillies and meant that they balled over. But Tarfasha seemed to be, you know, quite as a lamb. She didn't, you know, have any aversions to the delayed start, and she just wasn't good enough on the day. But bracelet, very much a horse to consider now for the rest of the season.
Looking forward to seeing that in the future. We'll move on then to Sunday's racing from the Curra. The 2:15 was the first race of the day. 6 furlong maiden for the 2-year-olds, this one. And this is a race that was won by the aforementioned Tapestry in last year's race. And Aidan O'Brien's got another runner in this one, Too Good To Be True, who's the 4-6 market leader. Short price, Andy, justifiably short?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's definitely one to beat, as the market will no doubt indicate. She ran an encouraging race first time out. She wasn't particularly strongly fancied. She went off an 8-1 shot in the maiden at Nice. And, you know, she's come home as if a win in this kind of race is a formality in the near future. She beat a good field in finishing second. The likes of Sexy Legs, of course, was a strong fancy for the Albany Stakes at Royal Ascot, was third. And there was another strongly fancied horse of Jim Bolger's that could only manage fifth. The way she finished the race off and went through the line suggests that with just normal improvement, you know, this looks well within a compass. My only slight doubt from a short price perspective would be a stall position in track one. As we know, regular followers of the Curra will know that the Stanside Road is very much the place to be. So the closer you are to the near side fence, the bigger advantage you've got. And as she's drawn in stall one, that probably should mean that her price will hold up. But provided she traps out well, gets into good position, then she's got a good chance of following in the footsteps of Tapestry, of course, took the race last year.
Okay, good point. There we go then. It's Too Good To Be True for Andy in the first. The second race of the day from the Curra is the 2:45. Again, 6 furlong on the trip, handicap this one. And again, we have Aidan O'Brien horse leading the market. As Good As Gold is the 2-1 favourite this morning. Ooh La La, 9-4. Swana Bell, 10-3. 9-2 Splash Top and 14-1 Bar. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I quite like that form line. Revolving Ooh La La and Splash Top on the 29th of May. That was at Fairy House when they finished third and fifth, respectively, behind Kevin Prendergast, Stella Street. Back in second was Jack Naylor, who subsequently won at Roscommon. And there's been three other winners out of that race, which have proved that form to be one of the best median auction races running Ireland so far this season. Ooh La La, of course, has gone on to win at Sligo. And although Splash Top hasn't been seen out since, I do think she's got a good chance of maybe finishing a bit closer, or if not, turning the form around with William McCreary's mare. Paddy Prendergast's filly has got a good draw as well in trap six, right up against the Stanside Rail. She could probably do with just a little bit of rain falling at the Curra today, but there are showers forecast, and if that's the case, then she definitely comes into the mix You know, all her starts this season have been at a very reasonable standard, and she's not badly handicapped on her first run in this nursery. So I do think the winner will come from one of those two mentioned, Ooh-La-La and Splash Top. And hopefully, because of the draw, Splash Top can come out on top.
Okay, then Splash Top is available to back at 9-2 at the time of recording with us here at William Hill. The next race we'll come to is one of those aforementioned group races, the 3:15 Class 1 Group 3, 1 mile, 2 furlong, the Meld Stakes, and the betting looks like this. Parish Hall is the favourite at 2-1. It's 11-4 for Festive Cheer. Afternoon Sunlight, 7-2. Ponfee, 7-2. And Alive Alive-O at 16-1. What's caught your eye in this one?
Well, yeah, it's quite an interesting race. It's a small but select field. Two three-year-olds against the three older horses, the two that set the standard from the older brigade, Parish Hall and Alive Alive-O. But they certainly look vulnerable. They're not exactly prolific winners nowadays. And I think the two three-year-olds might just hold sway here, particularly Ponfee. I'm going to put this horse as my nap of the day. He was obviously tried in very high company last time out when he finished fourth behind the mighty Australia in the Irish Derby. It was a bit of an experiment, I think, by John Ox. Having just won a couple of smaller races, he thought, well, let's give him a go. And he picked up some prize money finishing fourth. And he never looked like winning, but he still ran with a good deal of credit. But I think the fact that John Ox thought he was worth running in that race tells you how highly regarded he holds this son of Teofilio. And I like the way he won the time before as well. He beat a decent field, Nonchalant and Gina, and a horse called Mascoon as well, a horse I've got a bit of time for, in quite a good speed figure race down in Navan. And I think this trip as well today, a mile and a quarter might just end up being his right distance. A mile and a half last time, didn't quite get home, but looked really strong in the finish over a mile at the time before. So hopefully the intermediate trip will play into the strengths of Ponfee, and he's certainly the one I want to back at the prices in 3:15.
Okay, then Ponfee, the nap of the day for Andy is a 7-2 shot this morning. The 3:45 is the next race, another good-looking race this one, 1 mile, 1 furlong, the trip. The Kilboy Estate Stakes, this Class 1 Group 2 for the fillies, and My Titania, there's been a lot of money for this horse this morning, from 5-4, 11-10, now even money, and I know that'll be the nap of some of our pundits here at William Hill. Who do you like in this race?
Well, that's the way the punters are going. That's the one they like, isn't it? My Titania, it's easy to see why. She looked a really good filly in the making last season, and John Ox obviously mapped out one or two classics for this See the Stars filly in the early part of the season, but she didn't quite get to the gigs. She didn't run in the English version, probably come a bit too early for her, and she missed out on the Irish equivalent. She then made her debut in the Coronation Stakes, where she finished a creditable fourth. And the fact that she went off at 7-2 suggested that one or two people expecting fireworks that day. She was just a bit keen early on, and that's probably prevented her not quite getting home. But a mile one, she'll be absolutely ideal for today. She's just a very short price for me to put up as a sort of value selection. So I'm going to go with Lahinch Classics here as the value alternative. Filly by Galileo, who ran a blinding race down in Newbury the last time that we saw her, when she was second behind Volume in a very strongly run race. Of course, we've seen the form work out really well with Volume running well in the Irish Oaks yesterday. And I think this distance of a mile one should play into the strength of this David Watchman trained individual. She's lightly raced, she acts on the ground, and if anything is going to cause a shock at a bigger price, then it could well be Lahinch Classics.
The Hinch Classics then, the one for Andy in the 3:45. A little bit of money for that, just nibbled in from 8s to 7s this morning. 4:15 is the next race on the podcast from the Curragh. 1 mile, 4 furlong on the trip, this one for Lady Riders. And it's Wither Hills who leads the market. A winner on his last start at Dundalk back in March. What are your thoughts for this one?
Yeah, I've got a particularly strong view here. Obviously, Wither Hills is one of the few on the short list, but there's not many horses that come here with concrete, granite-looking-like profiles. They all win in their turn, and then they all run their race as and when they feel fit. I'd probably just go with last year's winner. I think it's usually the tried and trusted formula to back a horse that's won the race the year before. Clearly, Connections are looking for the similar kind of target. Liz Lawler takes the ride as well, and she's one of the better pilots in this race. Beaumarchal comes here following a good run last time out at Fairy House in a reasonable race, similar to this. But yeah, it's not a race I'm particularly keen on. Amateur rider races, 7-runner race, could be a bit messy, but hopefully Beaumarchal's got some kind of chance of duplicating last year's victory.
Okay then. The Rockingham Handicap is the penultimate race on the card, the 4:45. 5 furlongs the trip, and open look to this race, 6-1 the field. Market leader is Green Door at 6-1. Yulong Baoju is 7-1. Masai 8-1. Kernoff 9-1. Lady Mega 9-1. 10-1 bar. Can you call this one? It looks fairly open.
Yeah, funny enough, I quite like this race from a betting perspective. I usually concentrate on high numbers, That's very much the rules of the roost here at the Curragh, and you can really whittle the field down into a small but select group of horses that can win the race. And I'll probably go with the two that are drawn up the standside rail. Number 16, Stallbox, goes in the direction of Green Door. And the one that's drawn right next to it, with a similar kind of chance, is More Questions. These are the two I'd probably have a few quid on here. The last time Ollie Stevens brought a horse over to the Curragh, he managed to win a Group 3 race with in the shape of Extortionist. And he's got every chance of repeating the dose here with this horse who comes here following a really good run in a track record-breaking race down in Chester, which is won by Peterkin. But Green Door, trying to give that horse a stone, really ran well in defeat when he was finishing his race off quite strongly. Hopefully she'll get the run of the race at the standside rail. And the other one I mentioned, of course, is More Questions, a very consistent horse trained by Edward Lyons. He's done really well with the sprinters this year. He's had two runs this year at the Curragh, and both runs are a decent standard. And he finished second last time, had a good race down in Navan. So I'd be hopeful of one of those two at least giving you a good run. More Questions at a much bigger price and at a shorter price, Green Door.
Okay, then Green Door at 6-1 and More Questions is 11-1. They're the picks for Andy in the penultimate race from the Curragh. The last of the day then is the 5:15, 7 furlong Fillies Maiden. This race, and Witch's Brew is the market leader at 6-4. It's 2-1 for supposing. Duchess Andorra is 9-2. Le Prix du San 8-1 and 12-1. Or bigger prices, the remainder. Where are you going in the last, Andy?
Yeah, it looks between the two, as the market suggests. Witch's Brew and supposing. Of the two, I'd slightly prefer supposing, only on the basis that she's already had a couple of runs this season, and maybe fitness might be the key. That run behind Hazarabad at Nace last time out has been well advertised, with, of course, the third horse, Seacoast, winning subsequently. She's got a rating of 81. Now, you could argue that Witch's Brew is probably going to be a better horse in the long term, having finished fourth in a good listed race here at the Curragh last season. But like I say, this horse hasn't had a run. So for one reason or another, she's just been a little bit behind time. So I'll stick with David Watson's filly on this occasion to put fitness to good effect.
Fair enough then, good stuff. If you could just walk us through one more time, Andy, your seven selections from the Curragh on Sunday, please.
Yeah, competitive day as ever at the Curragh. First race I'll go with Too Good To Be True. Hopefully can overcome a slightly modest looking draw. In the 2:45 I quite like Splash Top, who's got a good draw in trap six up against the standside rail. He should go well at a nice price. 3:15, Nap of the Day comes in the shape of Ponfi, who ran well in the Irish Derby last time out. This looks slightly weaker event than that. 3:45, Mighty Tain is very much the one to beat, as the market suggests, but I quite like Le Hinch Classics at a much more juicy looking 7-1. Hopefully Bo Markle will go some way to repeating last year's win in the Lady Riders Handicap. Two against the field in the 4:45, Green Door, and More Questions. And in the final race, in what looks a match, I'll go with the one with the form this year, supposing.
Excellent stuff then, the thoughts of Andy Holding on Sunday's racing from the Curragh. Remember, you can hear all of Sunday's racing on William Hill's Racing Radio. John Budden, Mick Norton and Darren Owen are your team in the studio for all of the racing. In the meantime, I've been Sam Norris. Thanks for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and good luck with your selections.
Yeah, pleasure as always. Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.